You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the globe to bring you the latest developments in medical cannabis, adult marijuana, industrial hemp, and spiritual ganja.
We love the herb.
It's time for the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville. Now, here's your host, Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thank you for joining us here. It's going to be a spotty bit of podcasting over the next couple weeks because we got some travel gigs coming up. We'll be bringing you all sorts of interesting content from two very vastly different venues. Coming up this weekend, Friday, as a matter of fact, I will be in my hometown of Boise, Idaho, for the first ever Cannabis Town Hall. Now, it was originally planned to be a cannabis town hall where there would be both pro and con discussing the issue of cannabis. Of course, none of the opposition are bothering to show up. Every time I want to go here and discuss cannabis with these people, they chicken out. They just don't want to face me on stage, and I can understand why. Because I have fact, science, reason, and logic on my side, not to mention compassion, truth, and justice. It would be kind of tough to face off against that, I suppose. So, we are moving forward anyway. It's going to be a presentation that I will be delivering on the basically some of the stuff I did in London, a look at the 5 years worth of statistics coming out of Colorado and Washington, official state government statistics on what has happened since we have legalized cannabis in those two states. And we'll provide some charts for that as well. There's also going to be a panel discussion. We've got a lot of red state refugees who will be appearing at the Boise event, including my partner here at the Delta 9 House and Studios, Lori Duckworth. Today on the show, in the Activist Agenda, we're going to preview the Boise Cannabis Town Hall and give you a listen back to our last trip to Boise, Idaho, and you will hear from the aforementioned Lori Duckworth, one of the last people in Oregon to be busted for running a medical marijuana dispensary. You'll hear her story coming up on the show. And then in the Radical Rant, we'll have time for me to talk a little bit more on the subject of red state refugees, people that join the Undergreen Railroad to make their way out of prohibition purgatory and into legal marijuana paradise here in Oregon, California, Colorado, Washington, lots of different places. But first, let's get to the news.
This is your cannabis headline news. Brought to you by MarijuanaMoment.net, the complete source for all your marijuana news in one morning newsletter from Marijuana Majority founder Tom Angel. Subscribe today for free at MarijuanaMoment.net.
This is your cannabis headline news for Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. I'm Russ Belville. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to take up a case where the Court of Appeals of Maryland ruled that the smell of raw marijuana that justifies a police search of a vehicle does not also justify a frisk of that car's passengers. In the case of Maryland v. Norman, three young men were pulled over for a broken taillight. As the state trooper approached the car, he could smell raw marijuana. He ordered the three men out of the car so he could conduct a search. He then frisked the men, finding bags of raw marijuana in the pockets of Joseph Norman Jr., who was eventually convicted on possession charges and jailed for 9 months. At trial, Norman argued that the mere odor of marijuana doesn't present the probable cause needed to suspect someone is dangerous and has a weapon, so the bags of marijuana should be suppressed as evidence. On appeal, Maryland's highest court ruled that, quote, odor of marijuana alone emanating from a vehicle with multiple occupants does not give rise to reasonable, articulable suspicion that the vehicle's occupants are armed and dangerous and subject to frisk, end quote. This puts Maryland in conflict with the federal Fourth Circuit Court, which has held that such frisks are reasonable, given the likelihood of drug traffickers carrying guns. MarijuanaMoment.net reports that the Atlanta, Georgia City Council unanimously voted to approve a proposed marijuana decriminalization ordinance on Monday afternoon. Under the measure, the threat of jail time for possession of less than 1 ounce of cannabis would be eliminated. Instead, those caught with small amounts would be subject to a maximum fine of $75. Currently, people who encounter police while possessing marijuana face fines of up to $1,000 and as much as 6 months in jail. The decriminalization measure's sponsor, Councilman Kwanzaa Hall, is running for mayor this year. Connie Johnson, a 2018 Oklahoma gubernatorial candidate, is encouraging Oklahomans to embrace the abundant natural resources of the Sooner State, which she believes should include cannabis. Johnson spoke at the Meet the Oklahoma Governor Candidate Forum at the University of Science and Arts of Oklahoma on September 28th, according to the Duncan Banner. Johnson encourages the momentum of wind and solar energy instead of keeping Oklahoma on the boom and bust cycle of the oil industry. Johnson also endorses State Question 788, which would legalize medical marijuana in Oklahoma. Oklahoma has sun most days out of the year and is known for its, quote, winds sweeping down the plain, end quote, she said, with the potential to harvest cannabis four times a year. According to Johnson, cannabis can help epileptics, veterans with post-traumatic stress, and a variety of other ailments. She said cannabis may also revitalize agriculture, thus helping farmers whose land could be repurposed. AP reports that Colorado lawmakers have ended a special session without a fix to an intricate spending law that stripped some quasi-government agencies of the ability to collect sales taxes on recreational marijuana. A Republican majority in the Senate Transportation Committee on Tuesday rejected a bill approved by the democratically controlled House, effectively ending any chance of passage. The Senate and House adjourned soon after the 3-2 committee vote. Lawmakers agreed that they didn't intend to remove the agency's ability to charge the taxes, and Governor Hickenlooper ordered a special session to fix it. But Republicans controlling the Senate called a special session wasteful. They also questioned whether a fix violated provision of Colorado's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. Hickenlooper and other Democrats said they were simply restoring taxes already approved by the voters. AP reports that voters in some parts of Alaska were deciding whether to ban commercial marijuana cultivation and retail sales 3 years after the nation's largest state passed a voter initiative legalizing the recreational use of the herb. The votes Tuesday came during local elections in the state's major marijuana growing areas in and around Fairbanks and on the Kenai Peninsula southwest of Anchorage. The 2014 statewide initiative that legalized marijuana allows local governments to ban pot businesses within their borders. If the bans are successful, they could force retail stores and cultivation facilities to close within 90 days and leave a gaping hole for other retail stores across the state in need of product. Personal use and growing pot at home for just that use would still be allowed. This has been your Cannabis Headline News for Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. I'm Russ Belville.
You're listening to The Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
Looking for the 420 friendliest way to visit beautiful legal Potland, Oregon?
I'm Lori Duckworth, inviting you to come stay with us at Delta 9 House and Studios.
You get your own private room with queen bed and access to our high-speed Wi-Fi, premium entertainment system, and more.
We'll even cook you breakfast. Look us up on Facebook at Delta 9 House.
That's facebook.com/Delta9House.
Delta 9 House is booked through Airbnb.com, City of Portland, permit number 17-159855.
You're not high. You're listening to The Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
And one of the parts of the American dream is we're going to come down very, very hard on this massive drug problem.
Okay, maybe you're a little high.
If you work in the cannabis industry, consume marijuana, or just support freedom, you need to know about breaking policy news that affects you. Marijuana Moment is the daily newsletter that helps you stay on top of all the latest and most important state, federal, and international cannabis developments. Brought to you by longtime legalization activist Tom Angel, Marijuana Moment puts a concise yet comprehensive overview of cannabis news in your inbox early every weekday morning. Wake up to Marijuana Moment and rest assured you'll be ready for the cannabis news that's driving the day. Subscribe now at marijuanamoment.net.
Activism begins with ACT. The Marijuana Agenda features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's Activist Agenda.
Today for the Activist Agenda, we're going to give you a preview of the Boise Cannabis Town Hall that's taking place this Friday at the Julia Davis Park in Boise. And this is following along the same kind of guidelines that we see out of the folks at DFW Normal out in Dallas-Fort Worth, where they do an event, a major event in the spring and a major event in the fall. And I would encourage any Normal chapter or activist group out there to try to adopt this as a standard, to have a spring event and a fall event. I think it works quite well. This is the first Cannabis Town Hall that will be held, and invites were made to our opponents, to the Idaho State Drug Czar, Elisha Figueroa, to the Idaho State Police, to the rehab entities out there. Anybody who wanted to come and present their side of the case was welcome. But once again, as they did in January of last year, and as they are doing now and every time, they refuse to show up in Idaho, which is odd because we're the ones that are the minority there. It's not a very popular position to be a marijuana legalizer in that state. You'd think they'd want to show up and kind of mop the floor with us, as it were. But I don't know. Maybe they're scared of something. Who knows? But this event will be taking place starting at 5 o'clock. In the Julia Davis Park on Friday, beginning with my presentation at 5:15, I'll be delivering the statistics from the state of Colorado and the state of Washington, the results of 5 years of marijuana legalization. What happened with the rate of kids smoking pot? What happened with crime rates? What happened with DUIs, with accidental ingestions? All of this stuff. We will take a look at the stats, the facts and figures. This is not my opinion, folks. We're going to get to what the states themselves are reporting about legalization. Then at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a speaker panel. Included on the panel, we'll have Craig Buresh. He's a California medical marijuana activist. He was very active in the San Diego area, has now moved to Idaho. So he's kind of a reverse refugee. He's an immigrant. He's a red state immigrant. Russ Britt will also be speaking. He's been a guest at the Boise Hemp Fest and has spoken many times there. Ryan Davidson with the Idaho, is it the Freedom Foundation, or is that, I can't remember the name of all the groups. Katie Donahue will be there. Lori Duckworth, one of the people that was busted in Oregon in 2013, shortly before our dispensary law was signed, as well as Bill Espenson, who was also busted trying to run a dispensary in the state of Oregon before it was technically legal. Billy Fisher, you may know from this show, we've covered the fate of Billy and his daughter Lily as he had to fight for custody for her because the state of Idaho doesn't agree with his use of medical cannabis. Bill Nance, a friend of ours we know from the Nissa area, the border town in Oregon, border of Idaho. My friend Lindsay Reinhart will be attempting to make her way there. I'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up in our radical rant later on. But she also had to flee the state of Idaho for them trying to take her kids, actually taking her kids away over her medical cannabis use. And Dana Wilson will also be there. So we've got that going from 6 to 7. 7 o'clock, we'll have an intermission with some prize giveaways. And 7:30, we'll have a Q&A. We'll have a testimony from people that want to tell their side of the story. We'll take all sorts of questions. It will be a fantastic event. Check out BoiseHempFest.com if you want more info on it. You can find the Boise Hemp Fest